This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Jeffrey Reuter, Appellant, decided April 1st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number ED11276, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Honorable Rex M. Burleson Jeffrey Reuter, Appellant, filed April 1st, 2025. A jury convicted Jeffrey Reuter of three counts of tampering with a judicial officer for delivering demand letters to the homes of three St. Louis County judges, each of whom had presided over Reuter's dissolution or modification proceedings at some point. Reuter appeals, claiming the trial court erred by 1. Admitting evidence of the victim's emotional responses to his conduct, 2. By overruling his objection to a comment made by the prosecutor during the trial, and 3. Allowing hearsay evidence during the penalty phase of the trial. The judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. Beginning in 2013, Judge J.B. presided over the dissolution of Reuter's marriage to his ex-wife, which involved a dispute over custody and support relating to their young daughter. Among other rulings, Judge J.B. granted Reuter's ex-wife's request for an order of protection based on allegations of domestic violence, later withdrawn as part of a negotiated settlement, and entered an order of contempt against Reuter for failing to pay child support and maintenance. Reuter was too arrested on the contempt order and released the next day after it was discovered that he had actually submitted the required payment by the order's deadline. The dissolution proceedings concluded in 2014 with a consent judgment that awarded Reuter's ex-wife legal custody of their daughter. In 2016, Reuter filed a federal lawsuit against Judge J.B. seeking damages as a result of his unlawful arrest on the contempt order. In alleging psychological damages, Reuter's complaint asserted that prior to the unlawful arrest warrant, he was not a gun owner, but he was now the owner of three. The complaint added that Reuter never traveled in his truck without a gun in his possession, and that judges who can sign arrest warrants indiscriminately were a threat to him. The federal district court dismissed Reuter's complaint based on judicial immunity, a decision that was affirmed on appeal. Reuter and his ex-wife later filed cross motions to modify the dissolution judgment, and Judge M.G. began presiding over the case in 2017. Among other rulings, Judge M.G. 1 denied Reuter's request to dissolve a temporary restraining order issued by another judge, which had initially prohibited contact with his ex-wife and daughter, and was later amended to permit supervised visitation with his daughter. 2. Granted his ex-wife an order of protection based on allegations that Reuter violated the temporary restraining order. And 3. Found Reuter in contempt for failing to pay child support. Judge M.G. ultimately granted Reuter's ex-wife's motion to modify after a trial and dismissed Reuter's motion to modify for failing to appear at the trial. Reuter filed a motion for new trial, which Judge M.G. denied. In early 2019, the case was reassigned for administrative reasons to Judge J.G. Over the following months, Judge J.G. simply issued 2 payout orders. He never saw Reuter or his attorneys in person. 3. On Saturday morning, December 7, 2019, while the modification proceedings were still pending before Judge J.G., Reuter delivered to the personal residences of all three judges an envelope containing numerous documents, including one entitled Demand Notice. The demand was addressed to Judges J.B., M.G., and J.G. and stated, "All avenues of civil dispute resolution through government channels have been exhausted. I have compiled a mountain of evidence which shows the indifference of state and federal offices to judicial misconduct. These offices include, but are not limited to, that of the Governor, Attorney General, Chief Disciplinary Counsel, Commission on Judicial Discipline, and U.S. Justice Department. Demands are being placed upon you to remedy the injuries which resulted from your unlawful conduct. Failure to satisfy these demands will compel me to take preemptive defensive measures against reasonably expected further unlawful conduct on your part. Refer to the enclosed copy of a partial court filing in the modification case to refresh your memories of your transgressions. You have until midnight December 31st, 2019 to comply. The demands are as follows. 1. As compensation for injuries, Judge J.B. and or Judge M.G. shall pay $2,000, $2 million, to Reuter. The liability of each offender is $1,000, $1 million. How this payment is split between Judge J.B. and Judge M.G. makes no difference to Reuter. 2. Judge J.G. shall vacate all previous judgments, orders of the STL County Circuit C,